Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
All local authorities will be developing climate action plans in the next 6 months, and Sligo County Council are now preparing to launch the public engagement phase of their process. They want to hear from the people of Sligo about the climate-related issues that are of concern to them. And they're looking to gather your opinions or ideas for creating a plan that'll help us to adapt to the challenges posed by climate change and those that we might see in the future. So if you've got something you want to say about your home, your community or your business, how we travel or how we use land, then get ready to let them know in the next couple of weeks. I'll have all the details once the process is up and running. Leitrim County Council have already launched their public engagement process, and more information on that is available from their website. One thing anyone can do for climate action is to plant a tree. And at the moment, all our trees are in beautiful full leaf. But did you know that the hazel, walnut and sweet chestnut are the only nut-producing trees that can thrive in Ireland? Today, we're going to talk about hazels, as they're the trees most suitable to even a small garden, being small and very hardy. As it happens, they produce more nuts when they're planted in poorer soils, so you can put them into an unused area of your garden. Of course, one of the best things about having a hazel tree in your garden is their crop of nuts. They are delicious and very nutritious. They contain good fats, folate, minerals, fibre, and vitamins B6 and E. Once you've gathered your nuts, dry them in their shells in a single layer on a tray in a warm, airy place for a few weeks. And when they're dried, hang them in a net or store them in a mouse-proof container. So I wonder how many of us have eaten a fresh hazelnut.
Has anybody ever eaten a hazelnut straight from the tree?
No.
Hazelnuts?
No. When you asked them, has he ever eaten a hazelnut straight off a tree? I was just like, my neighbour the squirrel has.
And even the berries, they're all gone. Because there's obviously that amount, but there's certainly birds. And even coppicing of hazel is actually really useful for firewood, and they're kind of encouraging people to think of hazel as a coppicing wood for their own supply of timber. And to have multiple, like if you can give over a certain proportion of your own garden to just hazel. And it's so multi-stemmed, you see, so you coppice little bits and you still have your tree. But there you go.
Unfortunately enough, we're going to follow up on that thought about coppicing in a minute. But first, the matriarch of this family group, Noreen McNamara, who was the only one to have eaten fresh hazelnuts, brings us back in time.
We lived out in the country, and literally the hazelnut trees were all around us, and they would need to be more than fresh, as in they'd need to be well ripe. Climb into the hazelnut tree, pick the hazelnuts, peel them back to just the nut, and we used to make little conical flasks as such out of paper. Pile 12 of them into the little paper cup, and sell them in school for one penny, 12 hazelnuts. We used to go then with the penny to the local shop when we were in school on a break and buy white mice, marshmallow mice. But I remember we used to literally have our little party of hazelnuts as well before we let any of them go. And you see, once they start to fall, you realise they are now ripe. So that was when we went and did damage.
Back to the idea of planting a little bit of hazel, which was mentioned there as something that can provide good firewood and could be of interest in the current energy crisis. Forest ecologist Saoirse O'Donoghue tells us more.
It's so easy to grow hazel. It's a case of cutting a stick from another tree and just popping it into the ground, and it tends to root up really, really easily, and as long as it's kept moist. So it's generally really, really easy to grow from hazel rods. You know, in line with the Climate Action Plan, where we're really trying to increase our native woodland and woodland cover in general over the entire country to help us really meet our carbon targets. It is it's a really wonderful idea to help increase biodiversity in your little plot and also reduce your fuel bills. And you see a lot of these hazel woodlands are kind of growing in Ireland on steep ground, probably because it was the only ground that you couldn't farm on and it was just left. But the people did go in and cut the hazel rods, and they used them for fencing, for burning wood. And so they cut them down quite low to the ground on a kind of cyclic basis, maybe every 5 years, 10 years, they come back and cut again. And it just grows really prolifically again from the butt. Like, I would use it in my garden to help, you know, hold up beans and peas during the year. And you have people making really nice fences and basketry. When you crop a tree, obviously the hazel is injured. But in a way, what that does is it really invigorates that particular plant to regrow. But what you're actually doing is creating an area of light at the lower woodland layers, so in the field layer and the ground layer, and that can encourage the growth of really beautiful herbs and grasses in that particular area, and can create little localized pockets of biodiversity. So it's a way of allowing other species to grow. So by coppicing, you're possibly going to encourage the growth of oak and other native species like that too. So they grow in a kind of a symbiotic relationship.
Those hazel trees have survived for centuries by being coppiced, and hazels were one of the seven ancient noble trees of the wood, probably because they have so many uses. Their long, tough shoots provide strong wood and pliable twigs for shelters, for fences, bean poles, furniture, and firewood. Wildlife also love these trees, and in addition to storing carbon, a hazel tree will sustain all kinds of wildlife through the winter and the early spring. Early emerging bees like the tree's pollen, and the caterpillars of several moths eat their leaves. In the lean winter months, they're a favourite of squirrels and mice.
Dormice are so adorable. They love hazelnuts, and you'll know you've had a dormouse nibbling at your hazelnut when there's a very, very distinctive round hole in it.
If you are thinking about planting a hazel hedge, you might consider extending the mix a little to create a fruiting and edible hedge by including elder for cordial and cough syrup, blackthorn for slow gin, or crab apple for jelly. Nyanthog Farm in Cliffany has an excellent webpage entitled Planting a Fruiting Hedge to help you get started. Check it out on www.neantog.ie, nyanthog.ie.